Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there. Welcome to Seventh Heaven, a lesbian recap. I'm Lindsay, and I'm joined by my co-host and real-life partner, Carling. We're diving into the 90s hit drama through today's lens.
Get ready for our off-the-cuff commentary and peeling back the layers of the Camden family. We'll tackle everything from family rules, life lessons, and 90s fashion.
Join us every week for a lighthearted queer perspective and a trip down memory lane.
Whether you're a diehard fan or new to the show, this recap is for you. Stick in our mouths.
Whoa. Hi.
Oh, gosh. We're recording on location today.
Yeah, in our basement.
In our basement because we're in the middle of a heat warning and we live in an old house with old windows that just seem to absorb the heat and shine it into the home.
But what are we getting on Wednesday?
New windows. Yeah, we're getting new windows because we're real grown-ups and...
spend our money on now.
Yeah. But we're just on a hope and a prayer. We're recording from our double recliner that we got from neighbor Deb.
Yeah, for $40.
For $40. It's like, is it suede?
I think it's suede.
It's like old suede. Like, it's a very old recliner, but...
She was like telling us that she always kept it oiled and I was like...
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a thing you have to do.
It's not a thing I'm going to do.
Like, this thing's from 1992.
Like, I'm not responsible enough to own a suede couch if oiling it is something I have to consider.
Do you think that people watched Seventh Heaven back in 1998 on this couch?
Yeah. You know what? It's actually funny that we're recording from the room that we watch it in. We're like in what we call our fireplace room, and it's got a brick. It's a gas fireplace. But like gold trimmed, wood trimmed, everything.
Yeah, our fireplace is gold trimmed.
Yeah, so we couldn't be upstairs in the office. It's so hot.
It's a recording studio.
Oh, sorry, we couldn't be in studio today because of the heat warning. Oh, Google's telling us that the plants are thirsty.
Yeah, and now the dogs think somebody's here.
Ay, ay, ay.
My gosh.
Anyway, we just got back from our holiday. That's why we didn't record the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it was so good, and it was so hot, but there was a lake right there.
Yeah, who cares if it's 33 degrees Celsius when you can just sit in a lake?
Yeah.
But you don't even feel it.
Yeah, the lake itself was like 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
70? Is that cold?
No, that's warm.
You just went from Celsius to Fahrenheit willy-nilly.
Because, yeah.
So what is 30, what is the temperature right now in Calgary in Fahrenheit?
In Calgary?
Yeah, like we're in a heat warning. So I'm just trying to give the listeners an idea of what we're coping with.
I don't know.
It's 31 degrees Celsius.
Why doesn't it tell me the Fahrenheit option?
Like, it feels like a Google, if I'm being honest. Or an Ask Siri.
31 degrees Celsius to Fahrenheit. 87.8.
Like, I feel like in Arizona it gets hotter, but I feel like people in Arizona have pools and air conditioning.
Yeah, when I was at Coachella in 2007, it was 100 degrees the whole time.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really warm. I get annoyed at work because our air conditioning is so cold. I have to bundle up.
That sucks.
I know. But I have to, like, wear a jacket. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go outside. And I strip down.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lake where we were is really shallow. It's probably only 20 feet deep at its deepest. Mm. And so where we swim is very shallow.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it can be like 65, 70 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
But like, that's still cooler than the air. And you can sit and drink beer in it for like hours on end.
Yeah.
Which is what we did.
It is what you did.
Yeah.
I can just float for a little bit. And then I'm like, okay, I think I'll go out and read for a bit.
I just would like to be in the water.
Yeah.
It calls to me.
Yeah, that's okay. I like to be near it, but I don't have to be in it.
Like sometimes when I'm driving through the mountains and I like see like the river and it looks so like I just want to pull over and jump in it. Like I have an urge.
Why don't you?
I don't know. I'm on the side of the highway. Then what am I going to do?
Get back in your car and drive.
Yeah.
Anyway, we missed everybody so much.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some crazy news has happened since for our American friends. Harris is now running for president.
Yeah.
Trump didn't do so well in his most recent interview.
Like, she just needs to get voted in, everyone, so that everywhere is good.
Yeah. Who do you think Annie and Eric would vote for?
Trump.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think so.
I think Matt would vote for Harris.
Kamala. Is it Kamala?
Kamala, but I'm trying to use her last name because everyone says Biden, Trump. Like, why are we using her first name if Obama. Everybody else? Obama. Anyway.
Yeah. I just had this moment where I was like, wait, is Obama his first name?
Okay. Well, we're not here to talk about politics, but we are here to talk about sex.
Baby. So this episode is season 3, episode 9. It's called Let's Talk About Sex.
Let's talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
I developed a little cough. I'm going to try really hard not to cough after that one cough.
Okay.
Had. November 23rd, 1998.
Whoa.
Just after your birthday.
Yeah. And I was probably in grade 8. I was probably thinking about sex a lot.
Weird.
Like in a questioning way. Like, yeah. what is it?
Yeah. What happens?
Yeah.
Okay. It's sex in seventh heaven as Mary sneaks off to a co-ed sleepover. Lucy wants to take her relationship with Jordan to the next level. And mom befriends two pregnant, unwed teens.
Oh, boy.
This is a good, like, that's exactly what happened.
So. Yeah, this was a good synopsis.
How do we want to do this? Because I feel like Matt is in and amongst all the stories a bit.
Yeah, Matt really ties it all together. It's like, he's in university and he's got to do a project on human sexuality, but he's like drawing a blank on what his project will be about.
And all of his friends have really great ideas. I thought they were good ideas.
Yeah. One of them was talking to people who had been married for more than 50 years and like what their sex life was like. And then one of them was giving their best lines that they use to get sex and then having women like listen to it and give feedback like
respond,
or react to it.
Yeah. So Matt can't think of a topic. And so he's sort of intertwined through everybody's stories. Should we talk about Simon and Ruthie first?
Oh,
Simon,
yeah.
So Simon's riled up. He has to go to a babysitting course. He's 12?
Him and Dina are going to. Yeah, he's 12 and him and Dina are going to start babysitting to make money.
Yeah. A babysitter's club, if you will.
Yeah.
Ugh, should read those books and recap them. I think that would be boring, but I would really love it.
Okay.
And so nobody will hire Simon because he has no experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so Annie.
But he can't get experience unless somebody hires him.
Exactly. So he's riled up about it. He's also riled up because he's saying, like, I have a little sister and these babies on the way. And like, he knew everything he needed to know after the first day. Why does he have to go back the second day?
Yeah.
Like, that's just how life works, Simon. So Annie says, okay, well, you can babysit Ruthie.
Yeah. And Ruthie's not into it.
No. She once again had money in her undershirt. Did you notice that?
Yeah. She like takes money from her bra. This is like at least the second time.
Like at least.
In this series. Yeah. So it sounds like Ruthie is the guinea pig for all of the siblings as they get their babysitting license.
Yeah. And Ruthie's not into it. She's like, no, you're not. He's not babysitting me. And I think that would be a weird adjustment because they are like they shared a room.
Yeah. They're buds.
They're buds. Yeah. And now he has to be in the position of power. Let's not say
maybe
like
authority.
That. Authority.
Yeah. So he bribes her. He says, listen, I will pay you half of what mom and dad pay me. And she says, ha ha, joke's on you. They're not paying you.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, well, what do you want? And she's like, let me do whatever I want and you can babysit me.
Yeah. Basically a yes day.
Yeah.
And he says, fine. No fire, no sharp objects or playing in the car.
Right.
Do you remember how fun it was to play in a car?
Yeah. Like, get out of here. What is that?
I don't know. But even still, like, if I leave my kids in the car,
they're just toddlers.
They're not. Like, I'll pull up to, like, the 7-Eleven or, like, something. And, like, Olivia's 13.
Yeah.
She'll be like, I don't want to come in. And I'm like, fine. I'm like, but the car's running. Don't touch anything.
Yeah.
Because, like,
they're going to drive into 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're going to, like, put it in gear or something.
Yeah.
Anyways, they're old enough to get out if there's an issue.
Yes.
Don't call anybody.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that ends up, it's a go. He's going to babysit. He has like all these board games and like all this stuff. Ruthie wants to play cops and robbers.
Yeah. And Ruthie's like, we're not playing those board games. That's old news. That's what, you know, I did the board game thing with Mary. I did this. But first they're rollerblading in the house.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. She's in, like, all of her safety gear, which is funny.
Yeah. But like, they had to be safe.
Yeah. So, yeah. They're going to play cops and robbers. And Ruthie ties Simon up.
To a banister.
Which she then gets her head stuck in.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to look at you from this angle. And then sticks her head through. And now she's stuck. And he's tied to the banister. And Eric and Annie come home.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, boy.
Yeah. This didn't go so well. And she makes a comment like, did you tell her she could do whatever she wanted? And Simon was like, yep.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it for those guys.
I honestly, I'm looking through my notes. I didn't even take a note about them.
That's fine.
I was like, you know what? I'll remember. Oh, Simon's babysitting class. I took one note.
One note.
And so I think we should talk about Annie.
Yes. I also wanted... Yes. Okay. So I thought it was interesting. I just made a note in here in the middle of my notes that says, Annie and Eric don't know anything about their own kids and they're too busy with the other pregnant teens.
Yeah.
Like, because Matt saves the day once again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was interesting. Like,
He's parentified.
Yes. And Annie and Eric were finding out that about Mary and about Lucy.
Yeah.
And it was all brand new information.
Yeah.
But, like, just pay attention.
They can't.
No, they had five kids.
Yeah. Eric's trying to solve the world's gang and drug problem while working with alcoholics while...
Yeah.
This, that, and the other thing.
I did it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, at the very beginning, Annie is in a class. She walks into a classroom. It's full of pregnant teenagers.
Basically.
And she's like, oh... I think I might be in the wrong class. And the teacher's like, oh, this is for first time pregnancies. And she's like, oh, that's not me. This is my sixth and seventh.
But do you know what? Do you remember what class she was looking for? She was looking for an alternative birthing class to try something new.
Oh,
like what? What, like a water bath or home birth?
Delivery on your head.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
Acrobatic birth.
Yeah. So she's like, well, we're here. We might as well stay. Like her and Eric are there.
Yeah. The instructor's like, it looks like you've got tons of experience. Why don't you stay?
Yeah. You can teach the class. So Annie befriends 16-year-old Cassandra and 16-year-old Barbara.
Right.
And after the class, it turns out she's going to invite them over to come and learn how to cook a vegetarian meal and strain it into baby food.
Yeah.
Like, babies can eat meat.
Yeah, I didn't really understand. Is it vegetarian because it's maybe more cost effective? And then you can use the leftover vegetables to make baby puree?
I don't know. Like,
it was just like she made a point of saying vegetarian
more than once.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I made my own baby food with my first child for like about a day and was like, well, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Like I got a baby bullet and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. We made margaritas in it as well. But yeah, like you steam chicken. I don't know. It's gross, but
yeah, it's baby food.
Why did I write the words if I could just keep them in there? Oh, right. So Barbara and Cassandra are like, they're having moments about like their age and.
Yeah. They're like in the kitchen dancing to come on, baby, do the locomotion. And so they're all dancing like idiots, pregnant idiots. And then
Mary and Lucy
come down. They start dancing. And Annie's like, oh, girls, like, I want you to meet Cassandra and Barbara. I met them at the pregnancy class. And they're like
the same age as them.
Yeah. And Lucy's like, I'm Lucy. I'm 14. And Mary's like, I'm Mary. I'm 16. And then Cassandra and Barbara are like, oh, hey, we're 16, too.
Yeah. And so then I think it's Barbara that makes a comment that says, she says about her baby, if I could just keep him in there until I grow up.
Yeah.
She's not ready.
No, she's not ready to be a mom.
No. So Annie is going to help these young teen mothers. And she's also hooked Eric up with the boyfriends.
Yeah. So Barbara's boyfriend is going to meet Eric down at
Eddie's pool hall.
His name Roger.
His name is Sam.
Who's Roger then?
That's Cassandra's boyfriend.
No, it was Roger that came down and he was like, some reverend guy wanted to see me. And so, I thought that was.
So the Barbara's boyfriend is named Sam. He's going to get a job at Eddie's pool hall.
Yeah, but he can't read.
No.
So he's like, why do I.
And he did time for crack cocaine.
Yeah. He's like, why do I have to fill out this application? Can't you just get me a job? And Eric's like, no, you got to go through the motions. But and he's like, well, do they know about my record? And he's like, yeah, they know about the crack cocaine. And then he's like, well, do they know I can't read? And he's Eric's like, oh, okay, well, I can just ask you questions and fill this out for you.
Like, Eric, no.
He's 25.
Yeah, he's 25.
And, like, I believe
that. He knocked up a 16-year-old.
Yes, I believe that illiteracy is still a crisis in the world. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that a 25-year-old from Glen Oak who went to jail for crack cocaine.
Yeah. And knocked up a 16-year-old.
I just don't understand how he can't read. Like, to me, that.
Yeah, it doesn't jive.
I'm not here to. Yeah. So then back at the house.
Barbara is. So he is like, Barbara. He says to Eric, Barbara says, if I get a job, she'll marry me.
Yeah.
But then it cuts back to the house, and Barbara is saying to Annie and Cassandra, I don't want to marry this guy no matter what.
Yeah, I know. I know he's not going to get a job. He never gets a job. And so that buys me some time. And she's like, I'm only 16.
Yeah, she's like, why do I have to marry this guy?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Like, it was really good. It was good. And Annie's like, well, no, you don't have to marry him. But, like, you're having a baby with him. Like, I felt she was kind of like...
Yeah, she was, like, kind of pushing it, but
like,
also
nobody's
not
questioning the fact that this man is 25 and this child is 16.
Like, yeah. Where's your parents, Babs?
Yeah. And she says at one point, she was like, I didn't even, like, want this. I didn't want to have sex.
Yeah, she just did it to be cool, or
because I wanted you to love me.
Yeah, that's not great either, kids.
No, like, I've got a lot of problems about this.
So then Cassandra's boyfriend is named Roger,
right? Okay.
And he doesn't know that she's pregnant.
Well,
but then but it's like Annie didn't know that that Roger didn't know, so she hooks Roger up to come down to Eddie's pool hall as well
to convince him to come to the baby classes.
But he doesn't even know she's pregnant.
Yeah, Cassandra's like, oh, but he doesn't even know I'm pregnant. And Annie's like, what? Oh. And she's like, yeah, he's really mad at me. He's got a temper. He's like, mad because I started dating his brother.
Yeah. So after she got knocked up and nobody knew, she then dated his brother to get back at him.
Like, Seventh Heaven, Jerry Springer.
And then, of course, Sam blows it. Roger walks in and he's like, oh, are you here because your girlfriend's pregnant too?
Yeah.
So Sam, and he's like, pregnant? What?
I did think it was very good when Annie and the girls show up at the pool hall. Yeah. And what's his name? Roger goes up to Cassandra and is going to yell at her. And Eric says, the next words out of your mouth are going to be something that your kids hear about one day. Like, yeah. Choose your words wisely.
So instead he starts to cry.
And
he was like, I can't believe you and my brother and da-da-da. Yeah. And but they make an agreement that they're not going to be together, but they're going to co-parent this kid.
They need to be friends for the rest of their life because this kid, who's a boy, is going to be in their lives forever now.
And then Barbara says to Sam, we're not getting married, no matter what happens. And he's like, why? Why?
Yeah. And she's like, because I'm 16. I'm just a kid.
Yeah. I liked this whole storyline. Like, There was some problematic issues.
Yeah.
But, like, in the end, I was like, okay. Like, because it could have, you know, went a direction where
Eric marries them.
Right then and there in Eddie's pool hall.
Yeah. Against Babs' wishes.
Oh, no.
Your dog is...
Oh, no.
She's spinning around and our fan is... You gotta help her. Our fan is plugged into the wall. And I'm, like, live on the scene. The fan is plugged into the wall, and our very old dog stepped into the dog bed that the cord is laying across, and she started spinning, and the cord just started wrapping and wrapping around
like her. Like, it braided around her legs. She's safe now. Don't worry.
Back to you, Tom.
Ugh, laughing makes me cough sometimes.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'll just be like, ha, 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 ha.
So... Okay. Yeah, that's kind of the end of, like, the Annie and the pregnant teens.
Yeah. Yeah, they, like, run in at the end and find out what's going on with everybody, but we can wrap that up when we talk about Matt at the end.
Yeah.
So, I didn't like how this started. Jordan carrying Lucy around over his shoulder?
Yeah, I hated everything about it. Literally, my first note is Lucy's boyfriend carrying her.
Yeah, Jordan carrying around Lucy.
He had her, like, over the shoulder, like, is that called a fireman carry?
Yeah.
And she was just dangling. And then Jordan and Mary started joking about something, and they're like, oh, yeah, basketball.
So from what I gathered that wasn't really, like, laid out that clear, Jordan's on the senior boys basketball team, and Mary's on the senior girls basketball team. But Lucy's still
a year younger.
And so Mary and Jordan seem to be having these co-ed basketball sleepovers.
Right.
And this wasn't the first one.
No. But this is the first Lucy's hearing about it. And she's like, what do you mean co-ed? and aren't people having sex? And Mary's like, well, no, we're in a room with a bunch of people. Like, no yeah. one's...
It's like 20 people.
Yeah, sleeping in a basement with sleeping bags. Nobody's...
I don't know what parent is letting this happen. They mentioned what parent it is.
Yeah.
They're like, Susie Q's parents are there. And
yeah, they know we're down there.
Like 20 kids in sleeping bags in the basement?
Gross.
Gross.
That just smells of BO.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it turns out Annie and Eric do not know about this co-ed sleepover. They just think it's a senior girl's basketball sleepover every Friday or something.
And so Lucy is grilling Mary about it.
Yeah.
Then she's grilling Jordan about it.
Yeah.
She just like she's left out of the loop again.
Yeah. And then she asks Jordan if he's ever had sex.
Yeah.
And he says, yes, but I don't want to talk about it.
And like, that's a boundary, Lucy.
That respect his boundary.
And she's grills him more. She's like, well, tell me more. Tell me more. And he's yeah, like,
who
no.
was it?
Yeah.
When was it? How she's many chasing, times?
So the original phone call, the original thing was on the phone, but then it cuts to the next day and she's chasing him down the hallway at school being like, yeah. well, who was it? When was it? How was it?
Yeah.
So then she's having these moments, like thoughts and moments talking to Mary where she's like, well, I wonder why he hasn't tried anything with me.
Yeah. And Mary's like, well, maybe because you're a really great person and he's like not in a rush to yeah. do anything. And then she's like, have you had sex, Mary? And Mary's like, no. And she's like, well, are you waiting for marriage or something? And she's like, I don't want to set myself up to fail. I just don't want to have sex in high school. Which I actually think is like a really,
yeah,
like don't put some long-term thing. You don't know where your life is going to go.
Because didn't she say, yeah, she said like, what if I never get married?
Yeah. What if like, I never meet someone? Then that sets me up to fail, but
yeah.
I'll deal with university when I get there, but
yeah.
I'm not going to have sex in high school. So right. then Lucy's like, well, maybe I'll put Jordan to the test.
She's basically going to trap him.
Yeah.
To see if he really cares about her.
Yeah. I.e. will he sleep with her?
Yeah.
And so she's like, hey, let's go out tonight, but not in a group. And Jordan's like, well, your mom and dad aren't going to like that. They only like us going out in a group. And she's like, well, they don't need to know. So shut up about it.
Yeah. And so there's a scene where Jordan. It's also the night of the basketball sleepover that yes. Lucy is doing this. So she's convinced Jordan to not go to the basketball sleepover. But also Mary still needs a ride to the basketball sleepover. So then Mary, Lucy, and Jordan are standing at the front door. And Annie and Eric have just walked away a second ago.
Yeah.
And like, they're talking about their lies very loudly, I thought.
I know.
Like, they're basically, she's like, well, we're going to lie about this. And I'm going to this sleepover. Yeah. And I was like, you guys, your parents are right there.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's a TV show. So.
Yeah.
So basically Lucy is going to like, I don't know.
Try to do it with yeah, Jordan.
Come on to Jordan real hard.
Well, she's like 14.
And like,
yeah.
Ugh. So, okay. So they drive Mary to the sleepover. Fine. We don't see Mary again for a little bit. Lucy and Jordan, they say they're going to go out for burgers. And then, so they go to the Dairy Shack or the Burger Shack?
The Shake Shack.
Shake Shack, sorry.
And we get to meet Arnold.
And Arnold's new to the church.
He's new to the church. He works at the Shake Shack. He's a very flamboyant metrosexual.
Mm-hmm. For 1998.
Yes.
Lucy and Jordan are standing there ordering.
Yeah. And Jordan and Arnold is like, is this to stay or to go? And he's like, to stay. And then Lucy's like, no, to go. And she's like, I thought we could take a drive. Maybe to McKinnon Point. MacArthur Point. And Jordan's like, Lucy, that's where people go.
To like do
to
it.
Do it. And it's also very dangerous to pull over on the side of the road in the dark.
And Arnold's like, I don't think that your parents would actually like approve of that. Like,
and Lucy's like, shut up, Arnold.
Yeah. She's like, he goes to our church now. Shut up. So this goes back and forth. Finally, Jordan's like, fine, we'll go to MacArthur Point. But, like, I don't think there was going to be any shenanigans.
No, I think Jordan was like, I need to talk to her. Oh, so Lucy's like, why don't you want to be alone with me? Why haven't you tried anything with me? Do you not like me? And am I not pretty enough? Like, girl is spiraling.
Yeah.
She hasn't gone for a run in a while.
No, she needed to run.
In Lucy's style. Yeah. You run there, Luce. I'll catch you. So they drive up to MacArthur Point. Meanwhile, back at the house.
Yes. So right before Lucy and Jordan leave, Lucy goes to visit Matt in his bedroom, and he's like, yeah, I'm just really struggling with coming up with an idea for my report, my human sexuality paper. And Lucy suggests that he talks to people about their first time having sex.
Yeah.
Which is, I think is an interesting topic, but it's also, like, I don't think a lot of people's first times were
great.
And so, like, I guess maybe that's the whole point. But
yeah.
If you have consent, then that, like
sure.
Matt gets consent to talk to
them. Yeah, not Cassandra.
No.
Or not Barbara, sorry.
Barbara, yeah. So Matt's like, oh my gosh, that's a really great idea. And she's like, yeah. She's like, oh, weird about it.
I know. Because I think she wanted to ask him about sex.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't. So then she leaves and Matt's like sitting in his room thinking about
this paper.
This conversation with Lucy.
And then he has an oh my God moment.
Yeah.
Lucy's trying to go have sex for the first time.
So he goes to the Shake Shack and he's like, hey Arnold, was my sister here? And she's like, yeah. They went to MacArthur Point.
It's like, yeah, with a tall blonde guy or something. So then Matt rolls up in his Camaro and he's like, get in the car.
Yeah. And they're just sitting in the front seat. They're not kissing. They're not doing anything. And Lucy's like, Jordan's like, I can explain. And he's like, I will talk to you after. So Jordan gets out of the car, opens the door for Lucy. Lucy gets in. She's pouting like a toddler.
Yeah.
And like Matt says something.
Matt says something. Yeah. Like to Jordan, like Jordan says something like, let me talk to your dad about this or something. And Matt's like, we'll see you.
Yeah.
And Lucy's so upset. She says, yeah, well, and Mary's at a co-ed sleepover. You don't care about that?
Yeah.
And Matt's like, pardon me?
Yeah. So now Matt is racing off with Lucy to go pick up Mary from the co-ed sleepover.
She gets in the car all
and she's
huffing.
Pissed.
Yeah.
And meanwhile,
Jordan beats everybody back.
Yeah. He flies from MacArthur Point
back to
the Camdens. Next scene, he's on the couch with Annie and Eric, and he's saying, like, we don't know exactly what he's saying, but they sort of pick up with, you know, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
And
they're saying, like, well, thank you for telling us the truth, and we believe you. And Annie does say, like, you know, I'd appreciate it if you were around here more.
I want to get to know you.
I want to get to know you. I want to get to know your parents. Like, I think that was a good...
Yes, because, like, yeah, like... And Eric is like, I think you guys are only dating in groups or at the house from now on. Like,
yeah.
And so that's fine. And then he says something about Mary being at a co-ed sleepover.
Right.
And then they're like, well, you better leave before Matt gets home with them.
Yeah. So the door opens, of course, as Jordan's leaving. And Matt walks in with Mary and Lucy. And Jordan's like, I'll call you tomorrow. And so then Annie and Eric are like, good night, Matt. Like, we'll deal with this. And he has this, like, wait a second moment.
Yeah.
And he's like, can I film this? So the episode ends. It's in black and white, 1998 camcorder style.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's time stamped because you're seeing it through the camcorder view. It says, like, REC with a red dot.
12 a.m.
1 a.m., 2 a.m. And it's like Annie and Mary and Eric and Lucy. And then they're like switching and everyone's talking about sex and what are we getting? Like, who's having sex?
And Lucy's saying, well, I do want to wait till marriage, but what happens between kissing and sex? Where's the line?
I know, I said anal. I thought that was like, she just, yeah, like she's just so immature still.
Yes.
Like if you don't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and Lucy's saying, like, why don't you trust me? I was at a co-ed sleepover. Like, Mary. You know, Mary. And what's interesting is, like, he purposely doesn't show what the parents' answers are.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a funny thing where, like, the person looks at the camera and he zooms in on them. So, like, where they would have answered. And he does it with the kids and he does it with the adults.
Yeah.
And then...
They all fall asleep.
Yeah, they all fall asleep, and then it cuts to the end, and they're like, oh, that was really good, but, like, why didn't you show the answers? And Matt says, well, because everybody's answers to these questions would be different.
And he called it the 19-year-old talk. I think they thought that was, like, an edgier,
Yeah.
I was like, okay, working title. That's what they called it.
Yeah, but...
I just want to point out my one note here says, Jordan is too much. What an idiot. Like, he's giving off what's-his-name vibes. Who's the...
Jimmy Moon?
Wilson.
Oh, Wilson.
No, Wilson?
Andrew Keegan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's giving Wilson vibes, like...
I'm... Because what's his kid's name again?
Something stupid.
I always want to call him Wilbert.
Oh, you're Billy. Cough. Billy.
William.
William and Billy. Wilson and Billy.
Wilson and William.
Oh, God. Anyway, so it was like... It was like a funny episode. It was, I think it was well done, like, yeah, for the topic. And I like that Annie and Eric, like, because this whole show is, like, trying to show how hip the Christians are. They weren't like, no sex, abstinence only, marriage is only, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to be cool about it.
Okay.
I can't believe we're already halfway through season 3.
I know. It's episode 10 next. It's,
whoa.
It's our first Christmas episode.
Oh, boy.
I know. Matt works as the shopping mall Santa.
Oh, God.
And Eric and Annie exchange gifts from the heart on this Seventh Heaven Christmas. And Tim Conway guest stars.
Who's that again?
I just had to look him up. He's very famous.
Like, I know the name. Show me his... Oh, no.
He was in the Carol Burnett show. He's a comedian.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's good.
Oh, there's his photo there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was in many, many, many things.
So
where can the people find us?
Yeah, find us on TikTok and Instagram. We always post clips of the episode that we recap so you can see them. And post little teasers. And then also we're on Patreon.
Yeah.
So if you want some bonus episodes where we're recapping more than just Seventh Heaven, join us over on Patreon for like $5.
Yeah.
$5.
Get some extra content.
Yeah.
Hopefully this doesn't sound like garbage because we're in the fireplace room with a fan going.
With a fan blowing. I'm literally holding. We're going to take a selfie and post it. We're just, my leg's really sore. And is our food here?
Yeah, our food got here about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, we ordered food because you know what we're not doing? Okay. Cooking. Okay, we just did a selfie. All right, well, have a great night and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Stay cool. You get it?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Okay.
I get it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.